Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what is it?
Hey, this is Tree Talk. We're starting. Hold on. Hey, this is. Did we start? I don't know. I can't hear anyone. Okay. Well, this is Tree Talk Radio. You are kicking it with D and KFC. We are having a few technical difficulties. It's not been the greatest Friday. Let's see. We got a couple things that we're going to talk about today. Like I said, we're having some technical difficulties, and not quite sure how we're going to deal with this, but we'll roll along with it. Well, there's a couple things that I wanted to talk about today. There's been some things in Wichita or in Kansas that has happened here lately, and I really advise any callers that are calling in that want to speak about this. Please come in, call us at 646-787-8245. I definitely want to hear what y'all have to say. Well, my thing is that, you know, we're sitting here and we're dealing with some shootings in Kansas. This guy decided to come into work at a company called XL here in Heston, Kansas, and he decided, I guess, go completely apeshit nuts, and he killed, I do believe it's 8 people and injured 20, and it is just amazingly crazy because I never thought that something like this would happen. The job that it's at is, it's at XL in Heston, Kansas, and The weird thing, and it hits home to me. I'm sorry, guys. Y'all bear with me. I'm actually sick and got a frog in my throat. But what hits, you know, home for me is that my husband actually just worked for that company. He injured his foot on Christmas Day, and he hasn't been able to go back. Fortunately, he lost his job there. But the position that he was about to get was a second shift paint booth. And lo and behold, this is the exact spot where this man went to go and kill all these people. And from what the news is saying, and I know that, you know, a lot of the time the news gets it wrong, okay? But from what the news is saying, basically he got mad because he got fired. Went home, which Heston, to where they say he lives in Newton, which is the town over, is a good 10-15 minute drive. So, I mean, it's not like the man didn't have time to calm down and to think and, okay, I got fired. It's, you know, I need to figure out something else. No, this man premeditatedly went to his house, grabbed his AK-47, drove around, stopped people when he was driving back to XL and was shooting at the people that he was stopping on the road between his house and XL. Then when he got to XL, really? Really? Okay, sorry. KFC is saying that, you know, he actually got the gun at his friend's house in Heston? In Newton. Okay. And he changed vehicles. So it just amazes me that people are going out and killing each other. I mean, I've had hard times. I'm not even going to beat around the bush. I've been solo. I've been homeless. I've had nothing. And I came back from that. You know, I'm doing a lot better now in my life. And I understand what it's like to be stressed and be at your all-time low and not think you're ever going to get out of this hole, but I assure you, there is a bottom to every hole. It may be deeper than you want to go, but it's there. Yeah. You know, people really need to realize that, you know, God made us stronger than this, you know? And if you're not, you know, religious, and if you're not, you know, if you don't believe in God, you know, and I'm not downing anyone that doesn't, okay? I do. So that's just my personal belief. But if you don't, you got to think, if we were evolved from apes, apes are pretty fucking strong, okay? They live in jungles. They go through treacherous rainstorms. You know, they have to fucking fight each other to the death. When's the last time you heard someone go outside and fight to the death? Okay, Wild Wild West. That was the last time I can think of, and I'm 30. Well, I'll be 30 next month. Yay. I'm actually kind of excited. I don't know what to do. So, it's just crazy. Anyway, so now I just don't know what to think of all of this stuff. I mean, how do people go through life and not realize what's in front of them, not realize that life is too short? And, you know, he just made the worst day of so many people's lives, because, you know, even for the ones that, you know, that he did get and he did kill, those are the worst days of those people's lives. And the people that he injured, you know, that's the worst thing you could ever be into. You know, I've been in the position where I'm looking down the barrel of a gun and possibly getting shot at. And that's fucking scary. I don't care who you are. I mean, you can be the biggest, burliest, toughest, I'm tough as nails, ain't scared of shit. I bet you you're scared when someone puts a gun to your face and you know that they are capable of shooting it. Because you got some people out there that'll put a gun to your face just because you know, look at that gun, you're going to be scared. No, bitch, I'm scared of the motherfucker that's going to pull the trigger. I'm not scared of just the gun. Guns don't kill people. People kill people. Mm-hmm. But, again, back to that point where, you know, when's the last time you've seen, you know, other than gang violence and, you know, people just being flat-out twisted fuck, when do you go out there and say, okay, look, I had a problem with you. And I have such a problem with you that I want to whoop your ass until you are not fucking breathing and not go to jail for it. Yeah, it's not going to happen. Last time I, Wild Wild West, you know, you might as be in the Western times. You might go have a fucking draw. You know, isn't that what they called it? A draw? Go have a shootout? It's called a draw. Wow. Get the fuck out of here, man. Anyway, I got my house moved. Don't know if I ever mentioned that, but I moved. Not that I moved far. I only moved like a block, but I moved and I got it all situated. I'm pretty excited about that. I had to paint my kitchen. It was a god-awful red, and I couldn't do it red, but no, I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it. It was just atrocious. I don't know. It was bad.
It was bad.
So I painted it gray with black trimmings and black cabinets. It actually looks pretty decent. Yeah, it does look really good. KSC is phoneless, if you're wondering why she's in the background. And she has, her equipment got janked. Yeah, her teenager jacked her equipment. So we're trying to hunt the teenager down as we speak. And, of course, she's out doing dumb teenage shit. Which is never good, because, you know, we live in a small town. Yeah, what was the life when you were 15? I'll tell you what I was. I know you don't want to know what I was doing. I was being stupid. Oh, my Jesus. Yeah. 15. No bills. I didn't have a care in the world. I did whatever I wanted. Back then, my mom was dating a millionaire. So, I mean, I didn't want for anything when I was 15. It's great. no kids, because that's pre-kids, you know. Wow, 15. Only thing I had to worry about was curfew. Be
You
in
never
when the
obeyed
sun
curfew
rises.
anyway.
What?
I said you never obeyed curfew anyway.
I didn't. Hey, hype man, welcome to the show.
Well, what's up, man? Just stopping in, you know how it is.
That's what's up.
Still on the grind and shit.
That's cool. Yeah,
So.
we're having technical difficulties, so I'm just
Is
kicking
that.
it.
Really?
Yeah, we're just kicking it.
Where's Travis? He's here, isn't he?
Travis, well, he's here, but he's
So, sort
not
of, kind
here.
of.
Yeah. He's working behind the scenes right now.
Well,
So.
what's up, Travis?
We're all here, though. We're having technical difficulties today, Hype Man. The KFC, her equipment got jacked by her teenager, so she has no way to call in right now. We're waiting for the teenager to get here with the equipment.
Well,
So I'm the only one that's full. I'm gassed up, ready to go.
right.
So
I
here
think
I
everybody
sit.
is, right?
You should be. Everybody should be. But, you know. So hey, I wanted to I don't know how long I got you for, Hype Man, but I want to know if you heard anything about the Kansas murders over here.
No, I didn't. I had just kind of read into a little bit of the shooting. I personally think that that's, like you were saying, it's more on gang violence whenever you look at gun violence in the United States. Most people will tell you, well, they saw these people going out and shooting people. Well, you know what? I'm going to tell you something. There was a whole bunch of them that got killed in Kansas and in Paris. And I guarantee you there would be a very, very, very different outcome had a couple of those people had a way to defend themselves. So that is my biggest
Well, you know, actually,
gripe
I don't know if you know
with
this,
people
Jeff.
that want to live in this perfect utopia of not having guns and everybody being wonderful. It's not going to happen.
Well, see, you know, I don't know if you know this, Hype Man, but here in Kansas, it's actually an open it's an open gun state.
Yeah, it's
As
open
long as
carry
you're
here
not
too.
a, you know, as long as you're not a felon, you know, you can go up and purchase a gun. You don't have to wait. You know, in Texas, where I'm from, you have to sit there and wait. You have to wait a pretty good
No, they're open
while
carry
to get
now.
approved. Yeah, and then, oh, are they? Oh,
Yep,
okay.
they're
Well,
open carry now.
back when I was wanting to purchase a gun, you had to wait forever, okay? That just shows I'm old. Anyway, so here, you know, I can go in and purchase a gun, no problem. And, you know, I think it's really cool that even the laws up here are a little different than where I'm from. You know, if you're in a car and you're with somebody that, you know, say, I don't know, is a felon, and you just happen to have your gun sitting on the dashboard of the car, and both of you are sitting in the car, he cannot get in trouble for your car being your gun being loaded, not one in the chamber, but loaded and on the dash of the car. He cannot, you know, whoever the felon is cannot get in trouble for being near that gun. In Texas, when before, obviously, I haven't lived in Texas in a while. I'm not up to date with everything. But yeah, before, it didn't matter. You get 10 years for the bullet in the chamber, you get 5 years per bullet that was in the gun, plus another 10 years for the gun charge itself, whether it belonged to him or not.
Hey,
I
Daddy
don't know
D,
if
everybody,
you knew that.
I don't mean to cut you off. I don't mean to cut you off. I gotta go. It
All
was
right,
cool
man.
chopping it up with you guys. I just wanted to make one announcement. I
Announcement.
can't wait for the Anderson Silva, Michael Bisping, and the weekend after that, you've got Conor McGregor and Nate Diaz and MMA man ready to fight. So it's gonna be good. You guys are awesome. Be sure to check out True AllegianceEntertainment.com, TRU, AllegianceEntertainment.com. Peace, guys.
See you later, Hype Man. And as you heard just from the white man, if you would like to call in and speak to me and KFC when she gets here at 646-787-8245. Anyway, so we're going to have kind of a weird show today because it's kind of like the ball's in my court. And if y'all have heard the show before, y'all know that my court's not always the squarest. So, we're going to have fun today. It's Friday, so we got to get some, you know, because, you know, I like weird, freaky shit. I love weird, freaky shit. So I went to the liquor store today, and my husband asked me for a 12-pack of beer. Okay, cool, no problem. I go to the liquor store. I get to the liquor store, and I'm standing in there, and I buy his 12-pack, and on the counter, it sits this little tiny bottle, okay? And it's vodka. Now, I personally do not like vodka. I don't like vodka at all. I like the little bottle. I like the little bottle, which is why I purchased this vodka in this bottle, okay? But the shit kicker is, it's the bottle, okay? And the bottle, it's, I swear to God, it's a little tiny vodka green alien head. It is the cutest thing in the fucking world. So instead of getting the big $50 one, fuck it, I'll get the small $7 one. I don't like vodka. I'm not buying a big bottle for something I don't even drink. That was freaky cool. And here's some freaky, disgusting shit. It's Friday. So I move into my house. I'm getting everything moved into my house. And my house is a little bit of a fixer-upper, and I had to do a little bit of cleaning when I moved in. Well, I go into the garage, and I'm trying to figure out what's in this garage, you know, what needs to be thrown away from the last tenants, and, you know, trying to decipher what's what. And I swear to God, I almost stepped on a dead skunk that is sitting in my garage. It's just sitting there, guys. And later, I will take a picture of it, and I will show it to you, because my husband has not had the time to go and throw that nasty motherfucker away. Now, it has gotten past the point of smelling. Like, it's just the skin. It's not the carcass. It's just the skin of the skunk. And, I mean, I guess technically that would be kind of cool to have, kind of. I mean, I like weird shit. And, like, the whole reason why I want to throw it away is because I like animals alive, not dead, okay? I don't want to see the skin of it. I want to pet it. I want to love on it. I want to give it a home, you know? That's what I want to do to animals. I almost got a skunk once. My husband said that there was a... Don't laugh at me, y'all. I know I'm laughing at myself, but... Okay, so... Yeah, I want a skunk. I think they're cute as fuck. I don't care who you are. They're cute. The scent glands can be removed. I mean, it's possible. I want a skunk, man. Come on, who the fuck has a skunk? Oh, yeah, it'll go right there with my pit bull, my crazy ass cat that thinks she's a dog, and then I will have a skunk that thinks it's a cat, probably. Because I don't know. I've never had a skunk. Yeah, my dog thinks it's a kid. Oh, hey, Travis.
That's nasty.
I heard him.
Who wants a skunk? Who wants
what?
A skunk?
I do. I want a skunk.
That is so nasty.
No, it's not, man.
Yeah, it is, because it's sprayed.
You can get the spray shit removed from the skunk when it's, yeah, you can get it removed.
What?
They got, and like, they can't spray you. No, they can't spray you if you get it removed. It's a sick gland. And you can get that gland removed. And it's
ugly,
just a
though.
Fucking animal.
They ugly, though.
They're cute as fuck. Oh, my God. They got these little cute little rat noses. I used to have a rat. So, I mean, I don't... Come on now.
I think you've been watching too many cartoons. You've been watching Looney Tunes too much. This ain't no Pepe Le Pew or nothing
what?
Like that.
Now, fuck that. Pepe Le Pew fucking sucked. Now, that cat that ran from him... was the shit. That bitch had it going on. For a motherfucking, no, screw that. For a motherfucking bitch to have a skunk from not even the same fucking species follow her around the world for 20 plus years. She got it going on. I don't give a fuck.
But she didn't.
She
do,
got it
she,
going
she,
on.
She, okay, because she never let him get it up. That's why. She never let him give it up.
She's a cat.
Okay, but that's why you can't follow her, because she would give it up. I would have done the same thing.
Fuck. What, would you follow a dog?
I follow a dog?
Yeah, literally, like woof, 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 a dog.
Okay, if I was a dog, would I follow
a
dog?
It's a different species. No, well, no. If you was a dog, would you follow a cat?
No.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. She is a cat. He is a skunk.
Okay, but she kept painting herself.
No, she did not keep painting herself. She kept accidentally getting painted, and he kept confusing her as a fuck skunk.
Do you need to go watch?
And he is so stupid to realize, oh shit, I'm so full of myself. That bitch is not a skunk. No, he didn't. He's so full of his fucking self. He followed that bitch to the end of the earth because she thought that bitch was a skunk. I'll get some skunk pussy. No, bitch, that's a pussy's pussy.
Come on.
Just saying, man. How do you not learn that? I mean, like I said, I had a rat once, and I named it Lightning because I put him in the bathtub, gave him a bath, and that motherfucker went lightning fast all the way around that fucking bathtub. It was hilarious. Excuse me. Yeah, but her name was Lightning. She was crazy. She only lived to be about like 6 months old. Rats do not do good in Pennsylvania. So, cold weather, not so great. They don't do so great. So, oh, hey, Travis, I have to now give you another tour of my house. Because now I'm in a new house.
Yeah.
It's a lot bigger now.
Mm.
A lot. Mm. I got two rooms for my master bedroom. My master bedroom is split into two rooms, quite literally. Like, I have a bedroom, and I have, like, a sitting area room.
Mm.
All in my bedroom. It's great. I feel like a fucking queen. It's awesome.
Mm.
Yep, this is my mansion. It sure is.
I bet it is.
All it is a four-story, or a fucking two-story, fucking four bedroom, one bath house. It's not even a fucking mansion, but I'm like, yep, yeah, it's my castle. So I got to hang up my creepy stuffed animals that you hate so much, Chris.
Thank you.
I did. I sure did. I got these animals, guys, and I fucking forget what they're called. They're stuffed animals, okay? I'm not even going to lie to you, okay? They're stuffed animals. I mean, just real talk, okay? We're on Tree Talk Radio. We'll talk true shit all the time. It's called, what are they called? Ooh, it's not on here.
It's the school people.
No, it's not. My fucking husband would know it. He ordered them for me. I just threw my lights over.
No,
I did. I told him I liked them. Those are it. Anyway, they look like little animals, okay? But they actually look like little skeletons wearing little animal skins. It's like the cutest thing ever. What Travis said. Fuck you, man. That's what Travis said. That's kind of creepy. No, it's not. It's cool as shit. I will post a picture of that also later on my page. I will show y'all what I'm talking about, and I will let you know what they're called. Furry bones, that's what they're called. They're furry bones, okay? Look up furry bones, Google it, do whatever you want. They are the cutest little things. They got stuffed animals, they got figurines. I mean, you name it, they got it. That is adorable. Okay, that's just cute as hell. I also got to hang up my Harley Quinn today. Well, I did that last night because I stayed here last night. I got to hang up my, if any of you have seen the all-time, one of the best movies of the world with David Bowie in it, Labyrinth. Who the fuck says that? Okay, my bad. Labyrinth. You know the little inchworm that, you know, what did he say? Oh, he should have went the other way. I wouldn't have gone that way. It had led her straight to that castle. I love that little worm guy, okay? If you don't know who I'm talking about, he's totally just like, this bitch is stupid. Okay, not stupid. Better watch the movie. It's really cool. Kids movie, kid-oriented. I affect kids. Most people nowadays have kids. No offense, right, man? I know you're on the block with no fucking kids, but, you know, most of us do. So, kid-friendly, great movie. Great movie. David Bowie had a really great part in it. You know, he played the Goblin King. It's a really good movie. Old school graphics, old school movie. Yeah, obviously, fuck. I'm 30, and it's something I grew up in. Yeah, that's a really good movie to watch with your kids. It's out there, I guess you could say. I like out there kind of movies. Labyrinth, The Dark Crystal was another good one. And that was a Jim Henson film. Let's see. What else? There's a lot of creepy, weird shit I like. Like, what is it? Drag Me to Hell. If anyone has ever seen this movie, oh, my God, I need you to call in. And the number is 646-787-8245. And, yeah, come talk to me. This movie is crazy. If you like horror films, if you like anything kind of scary or kind of gory, kind of gross, this movie is so something to watch. Basically, this chick gets cursed, and she's got to find a way to get the curse off of her. It's just crazy, okay? It's crazy, crazy, crazy. I don't want to give away anything. I don't want to give away the movie. I do not do spoiler alerts. I hate that shit. It drives me nuts. So please go watch the movie. It's a great movie. Although I do need listeners that are listening right now, if any of you have watched that movie, Deadpool, I really need to speak to you. My anniversary is Sunday, and my husband and I are actually going to the movies, and we're going to go watch this movie. And I need to know the review is on it. I mean, I'm hearing kind of mixed reviews. My brother said, it's really funny. You know, I mean, is it worth going to watch and spend my anniversary, my two-year anniversary? Is it worth it? Is it not? Anyway, if you have the answer to my question, please call me 646-787-8245. Let's see. I really hope somebody answers that. I really do. I'm kind of curious about that movie. Although I went to Hastings the other day. We went to go buy some PlayStation 3 games. You know, I'm not up to date, as everyone shall know. Anyway, we went to go buy some PlayStation 3 games, and, you know, I'm really unimpressed with the quality, not the quality, but the quantity of the anywhere. I mean, well, here in Kansas, anyway. I've gone to 5 different places, and, like, none of these places have good selections. You know, I can't find any games that I really, really, really like. I don't want to play a game where I sit there and read constantly. I don't want to sit there and watch a movie. I mean, I want to play a game. They're complicated. It's just so complicated. I don't want to shoot people and kill people 24/7. You know, I do want some kind of variety in what type of game I play. Yeah, and that sucks. But back to the Deadpool thing, you know, while we were at Hastings, we've seen a lot of the Deadpool merchandise, you know, hats and crap like that. But I kept noticing, and I'm a huge Harley Quinn fan. Like, I mean, I love Harley Quinn. Like, love Harley Quinn. Now, if
you know the comics and you know the comic world and you're kind of a nerd like me, then you know that Harley Quinn doesn't have any relations with Deadpool that I can think of. I mean, and if I'm wrong, oh my God, somebody correct me. Oh my Jesus, please. Because I keep seeing these merchandise with Harley Quinn and Deadpool together, and it's like, what's going on? You know, I could see Deadpool and Harley Quinn having kids together. I could see that meshing real well. I don't remember the comics following along with that. Anyway, if I'm wrong, somebody please tell me. I need to be corrected on that one. If I'm right, then, you know, give me a shout out on my page and tell me, yes, you are fucking right, because I love being right. I just love it, as does anyone. I love Harley Quinn. Joker is her. It's her. If y'all watched Batman, I'm a Batman fan. Maybe I'm a Batman fan because I'm in love with Harley. I don't know, but I'm a Batman fan. If somebody asked me, who's your favorite superhero? Batman, motherfucker. Batman. A, he is an American. Okay, Captain America is American. You know what? You're right. But Captain America has fucking superpowers. Okay? Batman doesn't. Okay, I don't know what fucking happened to Captain America, because I don't really care for Captain America. I don't know the story to Captain America. But, you know, supposedly he slept and he was in eternal sleep for like however many fucking years and whatever. Okay? People don't do that. The mammoth they found in ice, dead. It was dead. So no. Let's not play that. Superhero, no. Batman is the shit. He has no flying powers. He can't shoot lasers. He doesn't have a shield that repels everything. He has a motherfucking cape. He has a motherfucking mask. He has some black makeup on, and he's got lots of fucking money. Batman is the shit. Who the hell disagrees with that? A lot of people, because I can't tell you how many times I have argued over Batman is the shit. Batman's the shit. The only person that is better than Batman, and I'm so totally going like, I'm switching from comics to games again. The only thing, character, that I think is better than Batman is Yoshi. I love Yoshi. I've got all kind of Yoshi and Mario. I've got a lot of weird shit in my house, people, okay? Like, I have a black Yoshi. I have a blue Yoshi. I have a little toad guy. I've got a little coin box. I've got a little green mushroom. I've got all kind of crazy, weird, odd things that I collect. I'm not normal, people. I mean, if y'all have listened to the show, y'all, I'm sure you've noticed I'm not normal at all. I'm actually quite weird. But you know what? I embrace it, being weird. I'm not normal. I don't follow the trends. I don't need to. I like being me. I don't like having to watch TV and see, oh, well, this chick's wearing this kind of, you know, outfit, and, you know, everybody else is wearing that outfit because she's wearing that outfit, so maybe I need to go do the same thing. No, I don't think so. I'd rather not have a carbon copy of me. I mean, the closest carbon copy you're going to get with me personally is my mother and my daughter, and that's it. And that's only personality. That has nothing to do with the way we look. My mom is crazy. She's been on the show once or twice. I'm sure y'all have heard her. She's nuts. My daughter, she's a sweetheart, but she looks just like me. Oh my God, just like me. If I was only like 12, I would. If I was 12, we would be twins. My sister is also that way. Like, I have a half sister, and we look identical. Well, very, very, very similar. I wouldn't say identical because you can tell us apart, but we're definitely.
I hear you.
We definitely look. We take a lot of our traits from our father. When she came to my door, when I finally met her, because, I mean, I didn't know about her. I didn't know she existed. She showed up at my door, and she just looked just like me. I slammed the door in her face. Because I was like, who are you? You know, my dad's a felon, so, like, when I grew up, I had to ask, you know, who are you? What do you want? Because I couldn't just go get my dad. I'd probably be watching him go to jail, you know? So that was my job, was to ask who they were. And when I asked her who she was, she told me that she was his daughter, and I slammed door to say, like, bitch, you ain't his daughter. I'm his daughter. Shit, who the fuck are you? I couldn't deny it, though. I couldn't say any of that because, I mean, I was looking at an older version of me. What could I do? It's crazy. Hey, my sexy husband is back with my mediocre race car. Yeah, my race car that can't afford to repair. Come on, I only have one echo.
Do you need another echo?
I need another echo.
Dana, can you please take my car another
echo? I am on the show, babe.
Oh, I'm sorry.
We are live on the air, and my husband is being dirty. Bad, bad, bad.
You said you need another egg roll.
You don't get it. KFC don't get it. He was going to give me another egg roll. She gets it now. Okay, yeah, my husband just, he went and ordered Chinese for us. And he just got back. So, yeah. Hey, do we have an ETA on your equipment over there, KFC?
I don't know, I just called.
What'd she say?
On her way.
Where is she on her way from? Timbuktu?
The clerk shop.
Did she sit and hang out? Because, you know, been on the show for about 40 minutes.
Oh, I would say if so.
Okay.
I know what she wants, but,
did she eat? And LaCrista has the phone. That's why KFC is sitting over there and talking in the background because, well, she can't call in. Like I said, we are having multiple difficulties today. You know, you're right. This Chinese is mediocre.
Mm-hmm.
It is not all that great. See, I always get beef and broccoli at all Chinese food places because as my stepdad would tell me, I eat American Chinese. I don't eat Chinese. I don't eat seafood at all. I don't care what it is. I don't eat crab. No, I'm good on all that. My brother says that shark is really good, but no, again, it comes out of the sea. I don't want it. What? I don't. My husband likes me to try new things, and that's probably something that he would try, but he likes seafood, you know? No. Mm-mm. I'm good on that. Would you try a possum? What? You would eat a possum? That's gross. Gross, people. My husband just said it. You would eat a possum.
Possum? That's
what I'm saying. My grandma used to make possums. My mom says it's disgusting. She used to make possum, and she used to make raccoon and squirrel. Who the fuck makes squirrel? Who? Would you really fight a squirrel to kill it?
Absolutely.
How much meat is really on a squirrel? Would you have a bite? A bite? I mean,
my grandmother
had a boy,
so he lived in Helden Hollers, and that's what my family did.
But what is the purpose of skinning it, gutting it, and getting it prepared for one bite of meat on a squirrel?
Squirrel, you gotta have a couple of them, and I think it was food.
That's what I'm saying. I can understand a pig. I can understand a cow. I can understand a lamb. I can understand
right.
a bigger animal. A fucking squirrel. Some of them little fuck. What are those little birds that they cook all the time on them cooking shows? Little pheasants? No. What is
no.
A dove? No, it's not a dove.
It's a chicken.
It's a chicken, yeah.
Gourmet.
I don't know. They're like fucking the size of my Cornish game hen. Yeah, them things. They're the size of my fist. Are you serious? And then I got to pick all the bones out of it? No. I'm good. I'll get a big chicken. I'll get a real one. Fuck that fake shit. Miniature. That's like, no. That's like going for midget people. I mean, no offense. I mean, I like midget people, but if you could have a real size over a fun size, where are you going? Going for a real size. Just saying, ladies, you know what I'm talking about. Now that was funny.
Where's my beer?
Your beer is downstairs. You didn't bring it up.
Don't you open up that window. Don't you let out that antidote. Low key at the night show. So don't you open up that window. Don't you let out the antidote. Yeah, party on a Sunday. Do it all again on Monday. Spend the check on a weekend. I might do it all again.
That's bullshit.
I met this week. I don't do no old hoes. My nigga, that's a no-no. She just wants the gold though. I just want the narrow. Who that at the front though? If it's the feds, oh no, no, no. Don't you open up that window. Don't you let out that antidote. Popping pills is all we know. In the hills is all we know. Don't go through the front door. It's low key at the night show.
them day to day, young nigga, you know you gotta go get it, my nigga, they hating, they stinking, they waiting, don't be mistaken, we dying, they saying, Lord, I'm on fire, they thinking I'm saved, calling me crazy on different occasions, kicking the cameraman off on my stages, cause I don't like how he snapping my angles, I'm overboard and I'm over impatient, over my niggas and these kids my ages, dealing with motion that's more complicated, like these two bitches that might be related. H-Town, you got one. And you bun be like a number one. It's late now, you got a late show. If you wanna roll, I got a place where
poppin' pills is all we know. In the hills is all we know. Don't go through the front door. It's low key at the night show. So don't you open up that window. Don't you let
thank you. noise at the end.
All right, this is True Talk Radio with fucking Dirty D, obviously. KFC just got her equipment, so we got KFC here now. But we're going to go ahead and end the show early today because, everybody's gone. I can't sit here and talk to myself for too long. Anyway, we're going to sit here and we're going to tell you what's going on. And hold on a second. Oh, there. Okay, now we're going to sit here and do this now that I don't have an echo with her phone in the same room. We're going to do this and we're going to kind of recap on what we talked about so far in the hour. We talked about the Kansas shootings, people going crazy, shooting people like they're fucking stupid. I don't know what this society is coming to, but, you know, yeah, we really need to start taking care of each other. People really need to start realizing that, you know, we're not all against each other. You know, sometimes people go fucking nuts, but, you know, you got to be prepared to defend yourself and do what you got to do. Let's see. We have talked about, I've talked about all kinds of shit just blabbering on to myself here. I've talked about Labyrinth movie. It's a great movie. You should go watch it. It's cute. It's funny. Weird. It's odd. I'm a weird, odd, funny person. So we've talked about my move, which I am excited about. We've talked about my anniversary coming up. We've talked about the Deadpool movie. I'm really interested in seeing it. I will let you know next Friday how it went. Let's see, what else have we talked about? We've talked about all of my weird-ass collections, which I will be posting on my Dirty D page later on this evening. Let's see. Am I missing something? I'm missing a whole chunk of this. I talked about so much. See, this is why you don't let the blonde run the show, because I forget all the time. I mean, I can forget where I put something and I don't even have to move. I'm that bad. But this is True Talk Radio and, you know, we got to do what we got to do. If anybody is wanting to call in next Friday, I need y'all to call in at 646-787-8245. We should be on from 6 to 8 next Friday. So be there so I'm not sitting here bored out of my mind. Be there. Come talk to me. See what's going on. Come see how the Deadpool movie came out. Whatever. Do what you want. Just have a fucking... I got muted. Okay. Cool.
Okay.
Okay. All right. KFC is headed home. She has got like 3 blocks to go. So, all right. Safe travels, KFC. Anyway, we are sitting here and we're just. We're sitting here. Hey. I do believe I hear Travis's little ones running around. Travis, you sound like you have a handful.